talking of flying things, horrible flying things, the most dangerous animals in the world, in fact, are mosquitoes because they transmit malaria. This is Anopheles gambiae, which are the mosquitoes that transmit the majority of malaria cases, 300 million cases of malaria per year. But how do they home in on people? That's the big question. They obviously use their antennae, and their antennae are decorated with smell receptors that can pick up tiny traces of the odorants that ooze out of people, and that's how the mosquitoes sniff us out to home in on basically their lunch. But what particular jobs do each of those chemical receptors do? What do they track down? How do they work? Well, there's a very elegant paper in the journal Nature this week. It's by Alison Carey and her colleagues. She's based at Yale. And what she did was to take all 70 of the genes that make these particular smell receptors in mosquitoes and clone them, copy them, one by one, individually, into a species of fruit fly, which is a mutant, which doesn't naturally have a sense of smell because it's got no genes that work in its antennae. So by putting each of these mosquito genes into the fruit fly antennae, what they're able to do is give a sense of smell to the fruit fly, but only able to smell whatever that one gene would make a mosquito smell.
That must have been so painstaking.
I think it probably was very painful to do. But it's an amazing study because what they then did was to present 110 different smell molecules, one after another, to each of these flies and record the electrical activity from the antennae to work out exactly what chemicals each of these genes make receptors respond to.
So that's over 7,000 possible combinations.
Thousands of them.
Wow.
But what they've therefore been able to do is to produce what we call the olfactory spectrum that the mosquito responds to. So we now know which of the genes respond to which particular smells in what particular way. They identified 27 of these genes which specifically help the mosquitoes to smell things like components in human sweat and also chemicals that bacteria that live on the skin produce, so volatiles that bacteria pump out. Because the bacteria go with the people, the mosquitoes are smelling the bacteria, but therefore indirectly sniffing out the people. And what they're hoping is to use this as a way to build better repellents or even better mosquito traps in future, because they now know the structures and the genes for all these receptors. And as co-author John Carlson says, we're now screening for compounds that interact with these receptors. Compounds that jam the receptors could impair the ability of mosquitoes to find us, whilst compounds that excite the receptors could help to lure mosquitoes into traps or even to repel them. And the best lures or repellents will probably end up being multiple cocktails of these compounds. So a wonderful study which could help to tackle what it turns out is the most dangerous animal on Earth. Well, this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Diana O'Carroll. And this week we're going to be talking about what plastics could be leaching out into the environment and how it could impact on your health. If you'd like to join in, the email address chris@thenakedscientist.com, and you can Twitter at us too. It's @NakedScientist.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.